This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Oh, people. Welcome to the Live Match Reaction Show. I can't be too loud because it is late where I am, but welcome to Live Match Reaction Show. Welcome to a new Crystal Palace. There's a lot of welcomes. I could be saying. You know what? Fantastic result. 4-0. And I'll be honest, I'm not even saying this right now or in hindsight. I did predict at least a draw out of this game. I'll bring up the receipts later on. I did say that if Man United were to beat us, I'd get Man United tattoo. That's how confident I was. And the reason why I'm confident is because we have got our Crystal Palace back. We have. And the only way that we've got Crystal Palace back is the man that's in charge, Oliver Glasner. So, of course, today we're going to be discussing him, Elise, Eze, Mateta, the defence, the subs, every single thing. But it's not about me. It's not about just me. Send in your comments throughout the show. Stan will be joining me in just a few minutes' time as well. The lines will be open where you can call into the show and have your say. As I said, it's past like 12 a.m. here. So going to try bring on as many people as possible. But as always, just the one thing that I just want from you lot to grow the community, not for my own benefit, to try and grow this community, like and subscribe. If you do enjoy the content, if you do want to see more Palace content, we've got hopefully more stuff lined up next season and towards the end of the season. Like and subscribe, people. 4-0. If you ain't now, then you'll never. Of course, if you're a United fan, I don't expect you to like and subscribe. I expect you to do all kinds of things right now, apart from doing that. But, you know, it's incredible. It's incredible. I look forward to every single Palace game. We've got nothing to play for, but I still look forward to every single Palace game. 5 games unbeaten. It's so weird because the fact that I left the country, as soon as I leave the country, as soon as I can't attend games, we decide to fall out like this. I'm like, what have I done wrong to deserve this? But look, I've said it all along. As soon as Glasner was announced, I don't think it was going to take 1 game or 2 games or 3 games or 4 games. It took like 7 games or so, but it was always going to work out. He's a great manager. Just look at the celebration. Elise's second goal that he scored. Just look at the celebration. A lot of people, I've seen conclusions. I think Goldbridge is already talking about Elise to United and how he'll join them. Like it's just easy like that. Oh, he's got release clause. He wants to leave Palace. No, it doesn't work like that. Look at Elise's celebration with Glasner. Look at the team. Look how we're playing. Look at the morale around the football club. And I've got lots of messages today from people that's around the stadium. And I've never got this before, saying that, you know what, the atmosphere today was incredible. So hats off to every single one of you that went to Selhurst Park. Hats off to every single one of you that, of course, can't attend Selhurst Park like me, which is unfortunate, that supported this team through the thick and thin this season, because it has been, we have been gone through the mud this season. Let's be honest, we have gone through the mud. It has been a long season. But as I've said, the fact that we technically have nothing to play for, and we're still looking forward to games. That shows everything about the manager that we have at the football club. And I just want to start off with him, Oliver Glasner. I wish right now I could just kiss his head. I don't know how else to describe him, my love for him. He is absolutely fantastic. He's given us belief. Five games unbeaten. And today, I'll be honest, people, let me know in the comment section. I'll post a link in just a few minutes time where you can call into the show and have your say. I don't even think we were 10 out of 10. It sounds crazy because we beat United 4-0, but I don't think we were 10 out of 10. I think we were like 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10 at some point in the game, especially the first half, maybe the second half a bit better. But we've done this without even playing to the levels that we could have easily played at. I mean, if we were more clinical, that could have been easily more than 4. And that shows where we're at. We're keeping clean sheets with, you know, Mark Gay's coming off the bench. We kept a clean sheet with Mark Gay in playing 50 minutes, Nathaniel Cryan at centre-half. Now, you don't have to be a genius to figure it out, but I'm sorry, it all goes down to the manager. The manager can make the players look sometimes as bad as they can seem or even better than they can be. It all goes down to the manager. The manager gives the confidence, the manager gives the system, he gives the tactics, and everyone on the pitch at Crystal Palace Football Club know what they're doing. That is the biggest thing. We know what we're doing at this football club. We're no mugs. The players, Nathaniel Cryan is playing at centre-half. He's been playing at centre-half for how many games now? I never thought Nathaniel Cryan can even play at right-back, let alone centre-half. And you know what? When he got subbed off, I was thinking, what did he actually do wrong today? Did he do anything wrong? No. He just fitted right in. Adam Walton. Mainu this, Mainu that. Oh, shut up about Mainu. Always Mainu. How about you give some credit to the player that's literally joined the Premier League about 2 months ago and is absolutely killing it? Adam Walton. Will Hughes. What's happening with Will Hughes? Mateta. Hands up. Literally hands up right now, everyone. I was the one that said about Mateta that, like, he's the weirdest player because he'll score some big goals and he'll disappear for like 5-6 games. One of the most consistent players right now. And you're telling me the manager doesn't have influence? 100% he does. 100%. But it's a team game. It's the manager that's solving the puzzle and it's the players fitting into the system. And just to sum everything up, as I've said, look at the celebration from Elise when he scored that banger in that second goal. That sums up everything about this team right now and their belief in this manager. And that is why it was so damn important that we got rid of Roy the time that we did. Because we were in the mud completely. We had nothing. Even as a fan, I wasn't looking forward to the games or looking forward to next season. And we have to give these players some belief. And Glasner has finally given these players some belief that they can actually stay at Crystal Palace and succeed next season. I'm not saying that we're going to be a top four club or top three or compete for the title, but I think we can be a successful football club under this manager. And this manager has proven himself. Because remember, Glasner has had to prove himself to these players. And he has done that. He was the guy. I'm going to stop the monologue soon and bring on Stan. But I've got a lot of things to say. Glasner was the guy. And the reason why I love Glasner so much is when Lopetegui said no, the Spanish David Moyes is going West Ham. When Steve Cooper basically said no, when all these managers said no because Crystal Palace are in the mud and they've got this player injured, that player injured, and they're getting sucked into a relegation battle, you know who said yes? This man, Glasner. And main reason why he said yes is because he knows he is him. He knows he is him. He knew that if he comes to Crystal Palace that he'll keep us up. That's a manager of confidence. That's a manager that I can rely on when things are going shit and when things are going great. Because he has faith in his own ability. And that's why I love Glasner. That's why I rate him so much. The fact that he took this job at a time that we needed him. And you don't do that if you don't have confidence in your belief. You could have easily waited till next season. And that's why I love him to bits. But anyways, monologue over. I'm going to go through the comments as well. Let's bring on Stan. And the links will be posted as well. Stan, you probably heard me. Apparently 7 minutes I've been talking. But we've got a Palace fact. We've got a perfect. I wish I could scream. I can't scream.
We've got them back, mate. And this potentially isn't even the beginning. Do you know what I mean? Or potentially is just the beginning, is probably the better way to put it. But it could have been 6 or 7. Like, it could have been 6 or 7. Could have been 8. It was. I can't believe Oliver Glasner's our manager, mate. He's that good a manager. Like, I'm kind of lost for words. And I mean, listen.
What is it that's made this Palace side play as they are right now? What do you think it is?
I think they've just got a manager that plays football in the modern era, mate. That is it. And he's a very successful manager. And if you read the program notes of Anderson, I don't know if you read them today, but Anderson said, you know, he like every single detail, fitness, training, diet, recovery, what you're doing in the gym, how you're doing that, this, how you're doing that, but not in a sort of micromanagement type of way, but empowerment of the players. And listen, if you win, I mean, we're what, four, five unbeaten now? We're five unbeaten now, right?
Five
is unbeaten. Five unbeaten. So we've won four of our last five. When was the last time we did that? Four of our last five we've won. And realistically, we've played, you know, we haven't just beaten, you know, with no disrespect, but we haven't like gone and beaten like, you know, teams down below. Like we've beaten some really good teams in the process.
Teams above us, which is true. We beat Liverpool. We beat Man United.
You know,
I mean, we didn't beat West Ham. We absolutely destroyed West Ham.
Destroyed them. You know, and we were calling. I was saying, I'll get Lopetegui in at Palace. You know, like just get anyone.
But this is why I give Glasgow so much ratings, because we were saying get anyone in, and it was like, oh, maybe even Lopetegui could come to Palace, because it was so bad. It was so bad before Glasner came in. And Glasner could have easily, as I said, could have waited till the summer. But Stan, how I see it is, this is a manager that has belief in the squad, that has shown his belief to the squad. And I'm going to reiterate this. I'm going to keep going back to it. It's going to sound annoying, but you look at that Elise celebration, Elise running, scoring that goal and running to Glasner and giving him a hug. You look at what Anderson, as you've mentioned, said before the game. Everyone has bought into the plan, because he wasn't BSing when he said that I want to win every single game.
No, he wasn't.
And we are still improving. Remember, it's still early days. This is not the final product. We still got a summer window where we can improve the squad as well.
That was that goal that Mitchell scored was our first recycled goal from a set piece, I think, for a long, long time. It wasn't directly from a set piece. I will say a couple of things. Man United, how far have you fallen? How far have you fallen? You are rubbish. Your club is done out here. You are done. It's over for you. You've got, you know what? Someone just called in to TalkSport whilst I was waiting, and he said Ten Hag should be sacked before the press conference and made to pay for his own cab back to Manchester. And Johnny Evans and Casemiro need to be issued with a freedom pass.
Yeah, and you know what, Stan? I quickly, I hear that about Man United, and trust me, we can get onto them, but I don't even want to waste my energy about them. I want to land on us. There's a lot about us I want to land on. And this is a very good point from Lewis, because I don't know, maybe it's a bit hard at times to give Palace praise, but I'm seeing this narrative that Man United were bad, they defended that badly and whatever badly.
No, we were very good.
What about how we played? What about the chances that we created? You know, do you get what I'm trying to say? Of course, I'm not saying, oh, like, as I said, I don't even think that we were 10 out of 10 today. I don't even think so. I think we could have easily played a bit better. And that just shows my expectations about the side and my belief about the side. And the reason why I was pissed off all season long is because I know these players, some of these players that weren't performing at the levels, I know that they've got it in them to perform at higher levels. The manager can bring them out. And that's what Glasner's done. And I think still, like, I feel like this squad can play a bit better than that. And probably Glasner can think there's one or two improvements as well. I'll take the 4-0, but it just shows. It just shows the talent that we have at the squad. Maybe we haven't got a depth, but that talent at the starting 11. Without Decore, by the way, let's not forget that. Decore is not even in this Palace side. Will you holding it down with Decore? No, Lerma as well. Nathaniel Klein started at centre-back. Gay came on for the last 15 minutes. Like, are we seeing the right things? Mitchell, he's on the score sheet today. Mateta, he's
probably... You know, Gareth Southgate was there today as well. Adam Walton.
Is it too early for Walton to maybe get that England call up?
Well, I don't know. Like, Kobbie Mainoo has been in the England squad, and look at the state of him today. He was shocking.
Exactly. He's all the praise to go to him, and I think Walton just showed, I think he's a better player right now. Look, let's not wait on the guests because there's a few. So let's try to rotate. Let's bring on Cody first. But if you're waiting behind the scenes, we'll try to rotate as quick as possible. If you do want to join in, click on the pinned comment. It should be pinned. If it's not, let me know in the comment section and you can join us live and have your say. Let's bring on the first guest of the evening or morning or afternoon. Cody, depending on where you are, where are you? What time is it?
Right now, it's actually 4:45. So
Okay, I'm, yeah, it's like 12:45 a.m. here. So, yeah, so good afternoon, I guess. 4-0, talk to me.
Man, what a performance, man. What a freaking performance. Like, all around, it's like there's no complaints I can give after watching that today. Like, it's just, man, Oliver Glasner, man, how do we have him? It just blows my mind on how we actually have this manager. I mean, it's just like, it's a complete 0 to 100 flip around from where we had Roy before. I mean, yes, we appreciate Roy for what he did and everything, but man, Glasner is just a tactical genius with these guys. He's gotten so many players so much better than they were before. Mateta, Hughes, man. Hughes was phenomenal tonight. Like, it's just amazing what he's been able to do.
Cody, just 2 seconds. Sorry, guys, to interrupt. There's a guy here, a gnome. He says he's also in Toronto. Mate, please put your contact details in the chat. CPFC Toronto meet up pretty much every weekend game in downtown. We'd love to have you in. So put your contact details in the chat and I'll reach out to you. Sorry, guys. Keep going. In the private chat, sorry. Sorry, mate. Keep going.
No, I'm just all around happy. I said last week, like, I was just ready for our guys to get back healthy and just bash Man United, and that's exactly what we did. And I almost had a feeling when I said that last week it would happen. It's just our guys have the want to win, the want to just have fun out there and play. And you can obviously see it. I mean, Elise, man, what a game he had tonight. I mean, it was definitely Elise's night.
The
first
goal was ridiculous. The second goal was even more ridiculous. Not only him, Mateta.
Yeah, but
you actually had a bad game.
The keeper on that inside post there was impressive. With that amount of power he had behind that shot. But man, it's just there's no arguments tonight. It's just a great night to be a Palace fan.
You know what though, Cody? Elise was good tonight, but you know what? He's even better than that. Like,
yeah, he's got more goals.
That's probably like 45% of Elise. Like, he's even better than that. He's
crazy. It's crazy. And I hope we get to keep him. I mean, from what it looks like with those hugs he was giving Glasner on the sideline, looks like we might have him for another year. I mean, fingers crossed.
He could have left us for Chelsea. If Elise really wanted to leave Palace, Elise is right now not a Crystal Palace player. He could have left us last summer. But this narrative goes on about, and I've seen it all along. Well, even to the lead up to this game, Man United want Elise 60 million, or that club wants Elise. They kind of think it's as straightforward as they're pointing out to be. Now, of course, I don't know Elise personally. I'm not going to act like I do. But Elise has kind of said no to a big club before. And he, on top of that, he signed a new deal at Crystal Palace because he was happy at Crystal Palace. And now, if you had 2 and 2 together, not only that, he's playing his best football. I mean, he hasn't even been able to play properly this season, but still, the number that he's putting up is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
The celebration kind of proves where his head's at with Palace. It wouldn't shock me if Elise didn't leave Palace this summer. It wouldn't shock me at all. Like, I don't have the sense that Elise is urgently ready to move on to the next level, because I think it kind of depends on other players as well. But if Eze wants to stay, which Eze signed a new long-term deal, Eze and Elise have good partnership. If we ended up selling, let's say, Gaye, if we did have to sell one player, so Gaye. What's that? Oh. I thought I was hearing stuff. If for example, if we did sell Gaye but kept Eze and Elise, I think, and reinvested that money, I think these players seem like they're happy at the football club. I don't know, Cody. Am I looking too much into things? But
no, I don't think so. I mean, it shows that, you know, how we've been playing here lately. I think Glasner's got these guys under the mindset of, like, you know, we can continue this. We can continue this through the next season. I said in the comment section earlier, man, if we can keep everybody, I honestly have no doubt we can actually look to, you know, maybe getting some European competitions with these guys. Because, I mean, with Elise and Eze working together in our midfield, that's another question I have. It's with Wharton and Hughes on how well they are playing right now. It's phenomenal how well they're playing. What do we do when Lerma and Decore come back? I
mean, that's a whole preseason. There's
I don't think you change who. Yeah, I don't think you change Hughes or Walton right now in midfield. Yeah. I don't think so. Let us know in the chat if you agree or disagree with us. But I don't think you change that midfield too. I think when Decore comes back, it becomes a bit more interesting.
See,
What was that?
See, Hughes' attempt on goal today when he needed
scored. I think when Lerma comes back, I think Lerma, ideally, when everyone is fit, is going to be a very good option off the bench. That's how I see it anyways. Him or Hughes, I think the starting two in a long run, when everyone is fit, will be Decore and Walton, which I think that's going to be ridiculous, them two. They're going to be together.
Lerma gives us so much as well, because he's so...
Yeah, he does. And Lerma, I mean, having Lerma as an option coming off the bench is ridiculous in itself, because he could easily be a starter. And for me, I know a lot of people have mentioned Mateta, and, you know, rightly so, there's a few players because of recent form, and Mateta's been good even at Hodgson time, so I'll give you know, everyone that who thinks Mateta's player of the year, but for me, I think Lerma's been one of the most consistent players for us from the start of the season to the end of the season. Even when we were not playing that great, I think Lerma's been absolutely fantastic. And for me, he's probably up there as player of the season. If we're talking about throughout the season, I think Lerma's been fantastic for us. And the fact that we can have that kind of player that can put, you know, play at defence if he wants to, or play in midfield, and we can have him come off the bench because of the quality that we have, shows where we're getting to with this squad. There's still additions that we need, but, you know, overall, we have got some quality players, Cody, and we are seeing that under Glasner. We are seeing the real quality of this Palace side that we've been sleeping on all season long.
For sure. Absolutely. I just want to give a shout out to Tyreek Mitchell, because excellent again today. I'm sorry, I know people might disagree with me, but I love this guy. He came from our academy. He's been consistently putting in 6 and 7 out of 10 performances in the Premier League for the past 4 years, okay? And this season, I think he's been fantastic. I think he's scored 2 or 3 goals now. He's my player of the season, personally. I think he is a fantastic, fantastic player. And it would cost this club a fortune to replace him. I want to give him a massive shout-out. He deserved that goal today. He's been brilliant under Glasner. He's improving every week. I want to give him a big, big, big shout-out.
Yeah, you got to think, too, with him not having a sub coming off the bench. I mean, the man's on the pitch the whole game, every game. So, I mean, it's like the guy deserves everything that he's gotten. You know, it's just he's – and the way he's improved with Glasner moving forward now, that, you know, I know at the beginning of the season we're like, yeah, he's a great defender, but he just needs to work on pushing the ball forward. He's getting better and better and better every game at that. He's becoming a great all-around left back for us, which is fantastic. And, yeah, I agree. Tyreek Mitchell might actually be my player of the season too.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, that's not a bad shout. I think when you consider that he's basically had no other options to even rest, and he's had injuries and all of this, and still, like, it seemed like still played through everything. And today I was so happy for him. I was so happy that he scored that goal, because I think he deserves it. I think, you know, a lot of players have improved, of course, under Glasner. I think Ty is one of those who not only has he improved, I think he's improving by the game. And I expect him more season, because I have high expectations of him, just like all the other players. But I expect him next season to get more assists and more goals, because he's got it in him. He's got it in him. And especially on the Glasner system, I think he has improved. And if we get a competent backup option, I think that's going to elevate his game further, and even maybe reduce the pressure as well off him due to the expectations. Because right now, it's just basically Mitchell. If it's not Mitchell, we don't have another outright left-back option. I know Gyro could play there, which is another option. It seems like he's coming back into, you know, all of a sudden his Palace career could be reigniting again, which is kind of crazy because he's been there for God knows how long now. But yeah, I think it should be good next season. But look, Cody, thank you for coming on. There's people waiting behind the scenes.
What's one, Cody, mate?
We'll hopefully catch up with you after the Wolves game.
Thanks, guys.
Up the Palace. Take care. There's nearly about 300 of you here. So if you can, if possible, leave a like if you're enjoying
it. Like,
and leave the channel as well. Let's keep the channel growing. As keep sending your comments throughout the show. There's a lot of comments coming through. I'm trying to put as much as I can on the screen, but I'm reading them all. Don't worry about that. We're going to bring on the next guest in just a bit, few minutes time. Jay, if you can turn on your camera, that'd be great. We'll have you on next. Let's go through some comments whilst that's happening. Got to be JP, really, for sure. Play of the season will be so difficult. Who's your play of the season then? stat, mine, right?
Mitchell.
Yeah. If your top three, so you got Mitchell number one.
Mitchell. You know what? About 4 months ago, it would have been hard, but there's
yeah.
You've got JP's got to be in there because just out of his improvement, he's got to be in there. He has to be, and you've got to look at like Elise's like magic. He's unbelievable, but then so Lerma's been brilliant all season. You know, Anderson. I know that he had a wobble, but he's come back in. I would say top three would be Mitchell, Lerma, and Mateta. It'd have to be.
Let us know in the chat as well your player of the season so far. Let's go.
Well, you say, D, I was reading and listening to the comments. Over here, we had Michael Owen and Paul Scholes as pundits. I mean, they're so biased in North America. Just talk drivel. Carragher was telling me how Eze and Elise would walk into this United team. These people, they live in the past, mate. The mainstream media lives.
Yeah. Because I think there's that narrative still about a lot of these football clubs with the top six and then the rest below that. We kind of have to pull for them on their knees. It's not like that anymore. The Premier League has changed. We've got money as well. Do you get it? So it's not a case of, oh, you know, Palace have to sell to Man United or one of these clubs. Well, I think with our situation, we probably do have to sell one of the key players. And it doesn't have to be Eze, Elise, and Gehi leaving one summer. And I don't think Palace will ever do that. As much as I've been frustrated at his ownership, and I don't want to talk about the negatives right now, but this summer's going to be massive. But I don't think they'll be that silly to sell all three players. And I just don't see that happening. Because one, we're not even a selling club like that, even though we have to be. And two, I mean, we won't go from one skill to another skill just like that quickly and all of a sudden start selling every single one of our players because, that would be a bit dumb.
You've got, what's it called? Like, they'd walk into this United team. They ain't come into this United team. Your stadium's falling apart, right? Your infrastructure's dead. The soul of your club is finished. Like, it's a thing of the past. Like, they're not coming to this United team. They're not.
Yeah. Let's bring on Tim next. Tim?
Yes, Tim.
4-0 clean sheet at home. Easy. It's becoming too easy. Honestly, I was watching that game, Tim, and I was thinking, at least score a goal or something. Like, let's get this exciting because it's too easy. Too easy for Palace.
There isn't. No, so let's smash them 8-0. Come on.
Oh, we did. We did smash them.
D, I can't even tell you how happy I am. I am so happy. I am so happy because I've been looking forward to this. I've been waiting. My voice is obviously not great because I've been screaming the whole game. But, I mean, it's beautiful. It's so great. I've been waiting for this. Can I just remind people that it was 3 months? It was like basically 3 months ago, right? The Brighton disaster at the Amex was on February 3rd. So it was within like 48 hours, we found out that Michael Elise was out for 2 months. For 2 months, what's happened in that time, where we are today? I needed this. I needed us to – watching football the whole weekend, but all I can think about is like, God, I think we can do it. I think we can smash Man United. I was dreaming about it. I was dreaming that we were going to smash them 7-0. And honest to God, we should have. We absolutely should have. It was brilliant. It was so great. So much to love about it. But let me give you a couple of numbers around this that I think are instructive. 11 matches for Oliver Glasner. 5 wins. 3 draws. 3 losses. +8. Goal differential. We are smashing opponents. We've had 3 wins where Palace have scored at least 3 goals. Burnley, West Ham, and now Manchester United. Get in. This is unbelievable. I love it. This is so great. I want the season to continue. And I want to enjoy it. It's so beautiful. But you asked for player of the season, D. I think for me, it has to be JP for a couple of reasons. Not because he's been, Tyreek Mitchell is a great shout. I think Anderson's a great shout. I think Lerma's a great shout. But all season, JP has been working his socks off trying to get better all season, and he was getting better under Roy. And first it was his hold-up play, then his link-up play was getting better, and he was bringing in more players. And ultimately, Glasner's taken him to another level. But I read this story, which I thought was brilliant. I think it was Glasner that actually said it. Said JP was coming to them and saying, I want to get better. I want to score more goals. Help me score more goals. I can't ask for anything more from a Palace player. If that's what he's doing, if he's that hungry, get. I mean, I do think we need depth at striker, but I am happy to see this man in red and blue for as long as possible.
Tim, his finish today, but not only today,
oh my God. That's his, Stan, that's his weaker foot.
And I mean, he's not just placed that. I mean, he's absolutely walloped it.
Mashed that in.
It was unbelievable.
He beat the Man United defender, literally made him look like a little kid. And
then he rinsed him.
I know the defender is Johnny Evans.
But he rinsed him, Sam. He rinsed him.
He destroyed him. You know what I will say, Tim, to a couple of your comments, obviously going back to the Brighton game, et cetera, et cetera. I know, obviously, I, over the course of the season, have been quite vocal as well, but the ownership, management, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So I went to Selhurst when Vieira was in charge, went to the Leeds game. We drew 0-0. It was towards the end of the season. Vibes were off the scale.
Yep.
Amazing. I went back about 18 months later. I went to Palace versus Fulham when Roy Hodgson was in charge. And I could, it wasn't even that bad. We'd actually had an okay start to the season. But I could just see the malaise and how this team was playing and what was going on.
Yeah.
And I was so, like, from then on, I was like, I think we beat Man United away the next week and it was brilliant and whatever. But I was just so, like, I just knew the writing was on the wall and something had to change. Because we were, like, as a team and as a club, we are so much better than what was being shown at that time. And I just, you know, I got, ended up getting annoyed because, you know, I feel like all of this stuff like was happening, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just really glad we've got Oliver Glasner. I've said it before. I can't believe he's our manager. He's that good. He's that freaking good. Yeah. And, you know, he's using players that we probably weren't using before and they've upped their game. And, you know, you've gone and demolished probably the biggest football club in the world 4-0. Because they are the biggest club in the world. Well, they were until tonight, right? There's a new sheriff in town now, right? But
they didn't look like the biggest club in the world, and they barely looked like a professional side. And I know that they're going to say, and of course they're going to say that they had a lot of injuries. Guess what? We've all had injuries. That is not an excuse. Mark Goldbridge can bite me. You can bite me, sir, because that was a thrashing. There is nothing that would have happened. I mean, it was.
I know they've got injuries, but forget about the injuries. They just don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Like, that's coaching.
No, they play.
You can have injuries and the quality might drop. But even despite quality dropping, you still have players that know what they're doing. It's not only this game. And I said it as well. And I said it at the start of the stream.
See, the setup looks bad.
You might call me crazy, but I just knew that we was not losing this game. I bet someone. This was the bet. Literally, this was the bet. I've even got messages about from 8 hours ago. I bet someone that if we lost this game, that I would have a Man United tattoo because I just didn't see us losing the game. And if he won the bet, all he has to do is give me £5. All he has to do, because the reason why I said that is because I don't think it's fair even going into this game. I just don't see Man United beating us at all. And I didn't maybe expect a 4-0, but we were not losing this game. And the reason for that is not because of Man United's injuries. I looked at this Palace side. I looked at this Palace side against Fulham. I looked at this Palace side against West Ham or all them. And I thought to myself, we've got all this rest. I think that's the biggest thing. We've got all this rest. With this rest that we've had in between the Fulham game and United game, then we're not losing. I don't care if they, of course, if they're strong 11, it might be in a bit harder, but we were not losing this game. I just didn't see us losing this game at all. The fact that I'll have a Man United tattoo.
I was just as confident, D. And I the thing of it was, I thought, and I think largely, I was shout out to Eagle Eye Football, by the way, and what they do on Tact Eagle. They're great as well. You should definitely check them out. But they were pointing out, JC and Dan, that they just leave the middle wide open. They leave the middle. Like, I don't even know. How can you play football that way?
That's tactics. That's more than just injuries. That's tactics. And they've been incompetent for a very long time. And that's why I thought, like, there's no way we're going to lose this game.
I just don't understand how you can play football that way and not expect to, with the players we have, like, not expect that you are going to get absolutely murdered. So, and that's what happened.
Did you see for the first goal? I could not believe how much space they
right. released. And they didn't close him down.
You know what? If he hadn't have shot, I think he would have run that ball into the goal. I genuinely think he would have. And to put Casemiro on his backside, I mean,
right.
you know, like, just like...
It was incredible.
You know,
it was incredible.
This isn't the first time they've been absolutely...
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Finesse this year because yeah. Bournemouth destroyed them.
Yeah. So did Brentford, by the way, and should have had like 5 goals against them in that game.
Yeah. So like I'm saying, they're a thing of the past. Some of these players that were on the pitch, who was it? Mason Mount. He was starting for England in the European final.
He was invisible.
It was shocking.
You remind me. I genuinely forgot I was even playing. I'm not even joking. You missed my.
I know.
Apparently he was playing. I was watching the game as well. I genuinely can't remember that he was.
This
playing.
Is how stupid their fans are and deluded. One of my friends who's a United fan, he messaged me. He goes, "You reckon Palace are taking Aaron Wan-Bissaka back?" I was like, "No, we're not. Why?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Why not?" I was like, "Because Munoz is clear of him."
Right. 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 Yeah. I know you got other guests here, but I will say this. Two things here in the US, they are gonna it's all gonna be about how bad United has been. Okay. And you know what though? This is what I'm gonna do, D. I am coming for you, ESPN. I am coming for you because I am not gonna let you get away with this. I'm not gonna let you get away with this. You are gonna give us our goddamn respect. Because that was shocking. We absolutely murdered them. So I am not letting them off the hook. I'm not letting them off
Tim.
The hook.
You go get him. You go get him, Tim.
You guys are the best.
This was a pleasure talking to you. Hopefully we'll catch
you. It was awesome. Up the Palace. Palace, guys. Man. Take.
If you're enjoying the stream and want to get ESPN, as Tim does, make sure to leave a like and subscribe if you're new here. Let's bring on Jay next. He's been waiting for a while. Jay, are you there?
Right, yeah, I am here. Apologies about the camera. Win
over United. It's incredible watching the Palace side. 5 games unbeaten now.
To be honest, I wrote down, because as I was watching, I just wrote down, it felt like we were cruising in a 30. Like we didn't feel like we gave the same. Maybe I'm over-expecting from us because of how we played against Liverpool and how we played against City. But this did not feel like the same level of game. We really didn't need to put in the effort to get this result. I mean, I had a bet on it. I knew we would win. Easiest 2.5 odds I've ever had in my life.
you lot are too confident. Like,
I'm not lying.
I'll find a
message right now. I'll find a message, but I'm numbers that I haven't. I'm in a group chat. Like, I literally said that I would get a Man United tattoo if we didn't. There's no way we was losing. Like, we might have drew again, but there's no way we was losing against them. I just didn't think we were going to lose against them. That's because of the quality that we have.
I'll tell you something funny. A certain Mr. Sam Hesketh formerly of this parish, tweeted, "I can't take this optimism all over my timeline. It's a lot. The pessimism is bedded into my core. Not sure it will ever be exercised, to be honest." And I actually retweeted.
There's a lot of Palace. Well, not a lot.
But I actually retweeted.
I was nervous about this game. I just don't understand why. And Jay, look, we kind of proved it, didn't we? Like, it was, as you said, I don't think we were 10 out of 10 today, even though we beat them 4-0. I think we could have even been better. Like, we just didn't have to be 10 out of 10 to beat them.
I completely agree with that. I don't think any of our players put in, like, I'd say an 8 is probably the top performance anyone needed to put in. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. They didn't need to put in a 9 for us to get that result. I do just want to say Riedewald is a player I've been a huge fan of since he joined us 7 years ago.
7 years.
Yeah. Joined us for the manager, was only here for 45 minutes. But I can't think of a game that he's put a bad performance in. And he's been constantly reliable off the bench for us, and even when Mitchell was injured a couple of seasons ago and he had to fill in at left back and centre back in all those games, he's never put in a bad performance. So if we do renew his contract, because it's up this summer, then I'm not disappointed with that at all.
Is he back? Well, I say is he back, but is this maybe the right manager for him? He's had a lot of managers and it just hasn't really worked out for him.
We signed him for this kind of manager, didn't we? We signed him for De Boer. And De Boer was meant to play this kind of football. And that's what he was doing at Ajax. Of course, he didn't get around to doing it because he then spent the next, 5 years, 3 years, 4 years under Roy and then a bit under Vieira, who didn't really play him. I think he's definitely just, at least as a backup, he's always worth it for us. We're not going to find a player of his ability for like less than, 10 million?
You know what, though, Jay? I'm surprised that he doesn't want to play more. So that would maybe see him... I mean, he's probably on a lot of money at Palace, but I would see him maybe going somewhere like the Bundesliga and maybe playing a little bit more. But I agree, it would cost a lot of money to replace him as well. Like, he is a...
I mean, Hughes, for example, is another one. We got an incredibly good deal that even when everyone was giving him a lot of stick, I was happy to keep him simply because for that money, you don't find those players easily in the Prem. I mean, he was, 4 million. I use another one who was like 3.5. Like, we're finding these players who, sure, they're not going to be star players, but they fill a squad. And if you can do that for 4 or 5 million every couple of years, that's good enough.
Yeah. And even today, like when I was watching the game, you could see the camera went to IU and he came off the bench, of course, but it's as much as I love IU, and I think he's actually had a good season for us. If we want to reach the levels that we want to reach, IU realistically cannot be starting games for us. And he's a very good option coming off the bench. But the fact that got a manager who knows the basics and knows the fact that, you know, he can't play IU as much is also positive as well, because I think he's a very good option coming off the bench. But we haven't really mentioned him. I just want to, there was a comment here that I saved. Have your say on Chris Richards. I think Richards has been fantastic as well. What do you think of his performance?
I've been really happy with him. I'd never seen him really before he joined us, and then he didn't play that often when he was here until, I guess, now, really. But he's been solid in the back three that we've been playing. I know Gay is probably on his way out the door. Out of everyone we have, I think he's the most likely to leave.
Would you be okay Richards, with that?
Yeah, no, I'd be fine with that. When he joined us, player.
If we had to sacrifice one after... Maybe Reese's bad, but I still think he's on his day. I think, for me anyways, I think he's our best defender on his day. Anderson's up there, but I think personally, his all-round game, I think, he's unbelievable. Gay, even though Anderson has been fantastic since Glazer's come in, which is crazy. To me, that is wild, because Anderson this season has had a lot of encounters, even with the fans, because of his performances, and he's had a terrible season, but all of a sudden, he's captain and performing 10 out of 10. Look, as good as Gaye is, I think under Glasner's system, as long as we have a competent centre-half, we could sell Gaye and reinvest that money. And if it meant that we kept Eze and Elise, I think I'll take it. As much as I love Gaye, someone will have to leave. And yeah, I think it makes sense.
I'm expecting probably Eze and Gaye to leave this summer. I wouldn't be surprised if Eze left. He's a bit older than Elise. So I wouldn't be surprised if one of the larger clubs comes knocking. But like you guys were saying earlier, they've had options to leave. They've had chances to leave, and they've chosen to stay in the past. The fact that I tend to watch a lot of United content, not because I'm a fan, just because there's a lot of it and it fills my work day. And they seem to be under this idea that they can, I mean, some of them think Zidane's going to join them when he's explicitly said he has no interest in managing in the UK. Like, he's not coming. Like, they still would be like, I'll just go get Zidane. He's not coming. So the fact that they think that, oh, we'll do a swap deal for like Gay or with Elise and give us Wan-Bissaka. Wan-Bissaka's not joining our system.
Jay, I don't know if you heard, but like I was saying before that my friend who's a United fan was telling me, are you guys taking AWB? But no.
He's a really good like defensive right back, but we don't play that anymore. Like, we haven't played that since he left.
Right centre back. Don't you think he can fit into, you know, what Clan has been doing? Could he not fit there? Because I think he can.
Seen him play.
He hasn't, but we haven't seen Clan play. They're all really, and they seem like they've done it. If they can do a good enough job, you'd reckon that Wan-Bissaka, with the ability they have defensively. And with him, the main thing is that going forward, he's not as good as he is defending. So I think in a way, that right centre-back role, he probably fits into it more than any other player. But then again, it also depends on finances. I don't think Gehi leaving and Wan-Bissaka coming as a straight swap really makes that much sense for us, because we need a bit of money as well. The whole purpose is you sell Gehi, you get profit. Right.
I don't think he goes Man United. I don't think he goes then.
Exactly. I think he's more likely to go Liverpool or
Spurs.
He suits that expansive style. And we want good money.
70 to 80 million pounds as well. And yeah, look, I just don't see Gehi going. But Wan-Bissaka, I don't think it's a bad shout. We haven't seen him play there, but based on what we've seen of him and what he can do, I think he can probably still play a role there. But just quickly, Jay, next game, Wolves. Away from home, is it? Yeah, it's away from home. Talk to me. 6 games unbeaten. Do you reckon we can do it?
Unbeaten, yes. I'm not convinced we'll win simply because I don't. Wolves are really hard to judge.
They're a good side.
And it really depends which Wolves turns up, because we could walk over them and get 3-0 or something, but we could also lose 2-0. But I don't think we will, just based on our form. So I'd expect a draw as a likely result. I just do want to say, with the, I was actually impressed with Edouard when he came on. The first time I've been impressed with him recently in performances. I think he's suited the amount of space Man United gave him, and I don't think he'll get that against Wolves.
Yeah.
And if Mateta comes off without scoring, then I don't see us scoring after that.
Edouard, a very one-dimensional. I've said it all season. Like, if he plays across the box, he'll put it in, but if he's got to do something himself,
he showed moments of that though today. There were moments where he actually fought for the ball and gave it a go, which is why I just wanted to sort of bring it up, because that's not something I've seen him do at all since joining us.
So I've just got a tweet here a message here from a mate of mine, and apparently Casemiro, who's about, how old is he, about 38? He's probably as old as me, I think.
He's not quite that old. He's like 31.
He
plays like it.
His transfer fee was 70 million. I thought he was free.
They don't do good free transfers.
They're ridiculous, they paid crazy amounts of money, and he's definitely not going for that much now. But that's that club, and you know, they were interested in Dougie Friedman. Jake, just quickly before you go, actually, I'll get your thoughts on this, because we haven't been able to do live Palace news. I'm going to bring it back very soon to the channel. Talk about all the latest Palace news. Dougie Friedman is linked heavily with Newcastle. What's your thoughts on that?
That makes more sense than him going to United, because Newcastle's transfers have been a lot more, I guess, sensible. Isak for, what was it, like 50-something million? Well, it wasn't that much. Less than Hoyland. Just generally, they've been making a lot more sensible transfers. And Dougie's been able to get us a lot of, I don't even know how to put it, it's like very good value players.
Do you think what he's doing at Palace is what's required at Newcastle? And the reason why I'm asking that is, at Palace, he's been able to find gems for very good value.
Yeah.
At Newcastle and at bigger clubs, due to the expectation that they have, they kind of need ready-made players as well, which I guess is very hard to judge him based on that, because he's found these gems. Like, he with gems is very good, but finding ready-made players and getting deals for that is kind of a different ball game, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure ready made is what they're looking for.
I think Newcastle are. If Newcastle are going for Europe or top four, they're not looking at.
I'm not sure that finding a gem out of the Championship or out of France or Belgium or wherever is what my bet.
That's what I mean. They're looking for proven players, which will be interesting. But of course, let's see. Let's hope that Dougie stays.
I don't think he will go. I mean, I know this is a club that he actually cares a lot about. He's been with us through.
Give him a pay rise. Give him what he wants.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just give him the contract that he wants. He knows what he's doing.
Exactly. And it's working.
Even when he managed us, he was just good at finding the players that he wanted to fit his style. And now his whole job is just finding the players. So, and I think that will work well. Just to note, I know Ipswich have obviously been promoted. I'm very happy with that because the first match I ever went to see was Palace versus Ipswich, December 26th, 2009. The 3-1.
I remember the exact day as well.
Boxing Day game. First game I ever went to watch. So I'm hoping I'll be able to watch them again this year.
My first game was, I don't remember the date like you do, but it was against Preston, North End, and Calvin Andrews scored a goal. So I remember that.
Wow.
Exactly.
I'm not even going to tell you what my first
Is that finding a rare Pokemon? I was having a game. I experienced that.
I won't tell you what my first one was, and I won't tell you what the first win I saw was, because you probably weren't even alive.
Probably was it. All right, look, Jay, thank you for coming on. Hopefully we catch up with you again soon.
Make nice one, Jay. The Palace.
Up the Palace.
Take care. Okay, that was Jay having to say. If you're enjoying the show, like, subscribe, people. It's been great to talk to you. Nearly an hour gone by. It's nearly like 1:30 a.m. here. So go through last few guests. Nick.
Yay!
Nicholas,
another win. Nick, this is. I mean, we're getting spoiled, aren't we?
Well, it's ever since you went away, mate.
Yeah, you know what? I've got messages today from a few people saying it's absolutely ridiculous the atmosphere. They're like, we can just hear it from home, and I've never got their messages before. It seems like the Palace crowd. Of course, you was at the game today. It seems like the Palace crowd are just up for it.
It's a shame that we don't have the flags and the banners while the kind of negotiations in inverted commas go on between the club and the HF. But yeah, the place was rocking, absolutely rocking. 2 points, really. One, the whole game, the players, we are just playing with a smile on their face. And secondly, I've never seen us look so assured. We look so comfortable. We don't look rattled. We are in the first, getting there first, losing the ball, getting it back. I can't fault any of the players. There were a couple of wavered passes from a couple of players. Hughes in that first 20 minutes. Harry was able to carry on after the amount of running around he did. Elise, what a Rolls Royce of a player. I've only just watched the goals back. That second strike was better than Mateta's.
I had a feeling he was going to score, you know. As soon as he cut in, it's that left foot cutting in. As soon as he cut in, I was like, he's going to score, isn't he? He's going to score. Like, that's his, like, trademark. Like, he's very good at that. You can't give him the opportunity.
And Ezra was so good. You wouldn't believe it looking at my fantasy score for him.
He was gliding past some of those.
Gliding across the pitch.
Playing at his best. I've criticised him recently. When Elise wasn't playing, but he seemed like he's... Maybe it was the injury and a bit of rustiness, but it seemed like he's slowly getting back to the Eze that we know.
And I couldn't really tell what positions Eze and Elise were playing a lot of the time. Eze seemed to be central than out on the left. It was like they both had free role.
And they rotated as well, I think. It was in the first half. They swapped sides.
Yeah, but the whole team was just played as one. Even when the subs were made, we were 4-0 up. I wasn't bothered. I thought the players just slotted in. I did feel sorry for Kleine when he came off because he has been superb. He has been as good at the back in the last four games as Mateta's been up front, I say.
I think he'll start Saturday. I genuinely think he would. They're not going to rush Gay back. The Euros are coming. I think you're
it's a bit difficult because Gehi wants to be in Euro squad and he needs to get minutes. He needs to kind of
he's in that,
say that he's back. And
have you seen the roster of centre backs? And I think even Mitchell might be getting in at this rate because they haven't got any left backs.
Would you start Gehi, Nick?
I would, because I'd like to see him play for England. And out of all the players, if we do have to sell to buy, because Glasner's got his eye on a few players to make out, they've got to be the one that goes, because we know that we've got that back five already, if needs be. Blind, I think you could last for another season if he had to. Ward could, if need be, last for another season. You've got Lerma coming back, who we know we can play in there. I did feel sorry for Kleine at the end.
Do you think that's the last time we've seen Kleine play on the pitch for Palace? Asked John. He's getting an extension. Was it not confirmed? Well, not officially, but
I'm not sure. There used to be a really good daily news show. I think it was Back of the Nest something that helped you keep up with everything.
But like Palace News, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it might be worth bringing it back. So
keep us all in the loop a bit more. But no, it was just a joy to be there tonight, D. And I'm looking forward to a trip to Wolves.
Are you going?
Yeah, Will's wrote me into it. Will was knackered today. He's got back from Wembley yesterday.
Yeah.
You probably need a Fulham scarf on.
The Ravens.
Yeah. He said it's probably honest, Dad. But yeah,
that's first of all, why on earth has he got Fulham scarf? Second of all, why is he wearing a Fulham scarf to Bromley? Like, what's going on? What?
It's black and white. It's the same colours, isn't it?
Oh, why has he got Fulham scarf?
Well, I said, was it a Fulham scarf? It was a Bromley
scarf. Oh, okay, okay. I thought he had like Fulham. Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, what's going on there? Nick, it's a great win. And let's see. I just want us to keep going unbeaten. Against Wolves, I don't think it'll be as straightforward. I'm not as confident that we'll get a win, but I just want us to make sure this unbeaten run goes on. Six games unbeaten, hopefully we can do it.
I see Wolves as a bit similar to Fulham in the way they play. And I think what undid us against Fulham was tiredness. And a big gap while the goalkeeper, who wasn't injured, got attended to while the Fulham manager sorted out their tactics.
Yeah, everything. Exactly.
It was interesting reading Glasner's comments today. Said he wasn't happy in the first half. Said we
As I said, I don't think we're 10 out of 10. Like, I think we weren't that great. We were great overall, but I'm saying by our standards, I'm not, because I was actually curious to see what Glasner thinks as well, because maybe I might be a bit too harsh, but I do think there's a level that we could still reach, which says a lot about this Palace side, and that we didn't reach in this game, despite us winning 4-0.
Yeah, we didn't seem to come out of second gear, D.
Yeah. We didn't have to.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We didn't have to. But maybe for Glasner, that's not good enough, which I understand as well.
Fair play to the Man United fans. They stayed till the end. They sang at the end.
Not a long journey back, is it?
They only live around the corner.
I mean, they probably live around the corner. Yeah. They probably live closer to you.
And they gave Elise a standing ovation when he scored his second. But wasn't it good to see Elise running up to Glasner? Does he look like a player who's going in the summer? I mean, look, the way that...
I don't think so.
Do you want to leave?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think it's as straightforward as people put out to be. I think people put out to be, oh, at least he's gone 100%. I don't think so. He signed a new contract at Palace. People forget that. And it's a long-term contract that he signed. With a release clause, of course, but it's not like he has to leave the club. Like, it's up to him. Like, he could easily stay at the club as well. So let's see what happens. But look, Nick, always a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll catch up with you after the Wolves game.
Yeah. All right. Take care, man.
All right, then. Take care. See you later.
The Palace.
Okay, let's end it with all. Oh, 4-0 win. Oh, United. Loving Moon. What a win.
Loving it. I'm loving it now.
What do you make of it? What do you make of it all? What was it that was so special for you? What do you notice about this Palace side compared to the past?
Like, you know, normally first goal goes in, we give up, but now we're under a new manager, under new tactics. If we can see first, we don't look like we're going to give up. If we score first, we look like we're going to score more, which is absolutely contrast to early on in this season.
Is that belief, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fans and the players have got. I think it's just that I think it reflects from the touchline to the players as well. That, as you said, you know, when we score a goal, we want to score more. It sounds very easy to say, but in the past, we have seen this padded side score a goal and then sit back and then afterwards concede a goal or maybe another goal. But now it's like the opposite. It's like we want to score more. We're not sitting back. We want more. And today we kind of showed that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, our best performance under Roy, in my opinion, came under Man United, I guess. And today, our best performance came against Man United as well, other than the massacre in West Ham and our defensive heroics at Anfield. Still, this is up there for me with one of the best games I ever saw.
Mm. So what do you think Palace squad can achieve under Glasner? In the long term, for example, there was a question that was asked on Twitter the other day. With the squad that we have right now, where should this Palace squad be finishing next season? I said anything below top 10 is a failure for me. If everyone was to stay, which everyone is not going to stay, there will be some changes. But I do think this is at least a top 10 squad. For you, under Glasner, what is your general expectation now going forward?
Well, it has to be top 10 at least. Maybe a year. I don't want to sound deluded, but a European spot is not.
I don't think it's crazy. It depends on who we sign, who we let go. But I don't think this is wild. Like, aiming for it at least. Like, top 10 should be the minimum.
I think we've got to realise, like, where we are as well. Like, and it is a long season. I don't mean to be like a Debbie Downer and spoil it for everyone, no. But it is a long season. And I think that top 10 should be where we're looking. Top 10 and a cup run next year and try and build off of that. But we've got to back him. He's the best manager we've ever had. I've never seen anything like it. He's unbelievable.
You don't get Europa League winners managing Crystal Palace.
No, he is.
He's a winner.
We don't back him. He'll go to a club that will.
Exactly. Anyone else in particular that you want to speak about today, Ol?
Adam Wharton. Wasn't really his best game, but still, he made it look like it was his best game. All hyping up Kobbie Mainoo. Well, he looked like...
Kobbie Mainoo who?
Yeah, he looked like the English Freddie Adu to me.
Do you think Adam Wharton should be getting an England call-up then, or is it too early?
I want to say it's too early, but Kobbie Mainoo got called up and looks like he might be going to the Euros, so I don't see in a world where Wharton doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think, Stan? You said the same, right?
I'd selfishly like him to stay off the radar for a little bit so he can...
He's on the radar after the Liverpool performance, after West Ham, and he's on the radar. There's been just too many games on TV or different games, and people even today, the neutral, were comparing him to Mainoo, and he's already here. Like, people know about him. It's too late now.
I love the way he plays, because, like, just today as well, like, who was in their midfield? It was Mount, and who was the other one in centre mid?
I don't even know who actually was it. I'm not even going to lie. The midfield wasn't there.
Yeah. He was wide open. Drop the shoulder, pop off, then get it again, drop it again, bang, 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 drive it forwards. Like, do you know what I mean? The kid is an absolute joy to watch. I just want him to score a goal before the end of the season.
Ericsson was the other.
You know what?
Allegedly. Like, all these players, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't remember that name.
I didn't see any. What's Anthony playing? I didn't see him.
80 mil.
80 crazy. Mil when Eze and Elise was bought for nearly half of that.
Yeah.
Not even half of that.
I think with Wharton, the biggest thing about him is the way, as I said, I've said it from when he's joined, I think his IQ of the game is absolutely brilliant, but his defensive work is a class as well. His slide tackling, like, he's got that. He can play on both sides of the pitch. Like, he's got the pass, you know, to get an assist, and he's also got a tackle to make that last ditch, challenge to try and stop the... Like, he's got it on both ends of the pitch. I think that's what makes him so special, on top of knowing when to do everything as well.
He can ping a ball. He can put a ball in. The one thing, I'll tell you a funny story. this guy I went to school with is a Blackburn Rovers fan, and he's not too fond of Palace, this fella. And,
why?
I don't know.
Why enough the Blackburn Rovers fan?
Yeah.
Not too fond
but, of Palace. He was devastated when he went to Palace.
Why? You need to find that out. Why on earth is a Blackburn Rovers fan not
fond of?
Because you know what? They were quite, like, when I was going to school, they were actually decent. Like, they were.
Yeah, I know, but what Palace done to Blackburn?
Then they weren't decent. Then they were back in the Premier League again. And I think me and the boys sort of, like, you know, we bantered him so hard.
Okay. That makes a bit more sense. Okay.
He just has a. We bantered him.
Okay, that's the case with me and Arsenal.
Post traumatic stress.
That makes sense. Oh, just quickly before you go, the next game against Wolves, I don't think it'll be easier.
They'll give us a tougher game than Man United.
It will be that easy. It's going to be that easy. Yeah, I doubt we'll have an easy game like that.
I mean,
but do you reckon the unbeaten run can still continue?
Oh, of course it can. Well, I don't want to be. Oh wait, no. I forget what I said. But anyway, I've watched moments for so long, like ever since that cup final, because me watching that cup final, seeing Lingard score that goal, breaking my heart, and going back to school with a bunch of Man United fans there to give it to me.
I went through that as well.
I was there as well. I didn't quite go back to school, but
you went back to work, which I guess it was just any other day at work. But yeah, I'll never forget. Yeah, I went back to school, and geez, as I entered the gates, I went around the corner, and then everyone was just waiting for me.
Unfortunately, I left school, so I can't, you know, give it.
That moment's long gone. Don't worry about it. Look, thank you for coming on. Hopefully, we catch up with you again soon.
Sure.
Nice one.
Right, okay, let's bring on Nikki next. Nikki,
big up, guys.
4-0. What a win!
What a win. Yeah, I was. Fortunately, Rich gave me his ticket, so shout out to Rich for that one. So, yeah, that was what a night to have that, to have this result, guys.
Please tell me you did some fan cams.
Oh, there's some fan cams. There are fan cams. JC will be editing them. Yeah, they're coming out soon. But, yeah, this was an amazing result. I don't think this was a case of Man United being that bad. We were just that good. From the get-go, from like minute one, and we had that corner, this was like, hang on, what's going on here? We're in control of this game, and the goals were brilliant. JP could have broken the net with that goal, because I didn't even see the ball go in, I just see the net move. I'm like, what?
Exactly. It's wild. It's wild. It's the fact that he beats player as well, and just his confidence is crazy right now, crazy high.
For sure. This was incredible to see everything that Glasner has done. The ball that we're playing under him is absolutely incredible. Yeah. I just wanted to come on and just be like, oh my God, we just beat Man United 4-0. We've just done a double over them. You know, two clean sheets.
You know, Nikki, you know what I'll say as well? I think I've talked about it, obviously, that Mateta goal that he dubs Johnny Evans. But like,
what he tips did.
I just couldn't believe it. I know it was Johnny Evans, but like the old Mateta wouldn't have done that. Like Mateta of
months
ago wouldn't have done that. He's gone past him, boom, boom. And like you said, he finished with sublime on his weaker foot as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing that Johnny Evans apparently failed a fitness test and yet still had to play. But I'm gonna be knee here towards Man United. But you know what that sounds like? It sounds like a them problem.
If it was us, no one would ever say, even bring it up. It's not our fault that you had Johnny Evans who was not fair enough and just saying it. Like, that's not our problem. Like, we went up there, we got it done. We got the job done. And
put into the sword.
There was a geezer on Hawksport right after the game, and he said that, I've said this already, but I don't know if you heard it, but him and but Evans and Casemiro need to be issued a freedom pass.
Oh, dear. Hey, how is it that we made a Champions League winner look League Two standard tonight? Like, that was insane.
the movement on and off the ball tonight was incredible. Elise, like, genuinely, if this is it, if this is him going in the summer, what a way to leave, because he genuinely has just come back since his injury and they're like, nah, I'm not just sitting back. I'm not just going to be like, you know, taking a paycheck and going. Nah, I'm scoring goals. Eze's leaving as well. She links the play between him and Mitchell on the left flank. Brilliant. Danny Munoz deserved the goal today, I think. Everyone deserved the goal, really.
It's been fantastic. Yeah. It's been fantastic.
But yeah, guys, I just wanted to come on to celebrate with this one. Big up yourselves. But yeah, what a win. Anyway, guys.
What a win.
Peace out.
Big up Eagle Eye Football as well.
In a bit.
That was Nicky having to say. What a win. What a win. And we're going to wrap it up there because it's nearly 2 a.m. and I have to wake up early tomorrow. Thanks to every single one of you that's joined us live in the comments. Unfortunately, I couldn't put out all the comments. There's been so many people here, but I've read through the comments as people talking as well. So thank you to every single one of you. If you have enjoyed it, like, subscribe. Me and Patrick will most likely record a player ratings tomorrow evening. So make sure to check out for that. That'll be interesting.
And let's see what everyone
with each players. Thank you to Stan. Thanks to every single one of you that's called in. That's it from us. Until next time. Up the Palace.
Up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.